Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Pleasures or Riches?
He's my Savior and my friend, the author and creator, beginning and the end. All my eyes are fixed upon him, he who died to take my place. My heart is bent to serve him, his pattern I must trace. I'm looking unto Jesus, I'm feeling. Face the rear. When friend or foe forsake me, Lord, I will not shrink in fear. I am looking to the King, the Kings. I'm looking unto Jesus, he who laid out every course. He's run the race before us, of strength the runner's source. Consider with attention, he who took a servant's form, completed the requirement, to his Father's will conformed. I'll run the race with patience, endure what God deems best. I'll lay aside the sinful weights that make me fail the test. I'll search the holy scriptures that can every problem solve. I'll serve my God and Savior, and that with great resolve. Friend or foe, forsake me, Lord, I will not shrink in fear. I am looking to the King of Kings, of Kings.
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 23 and following, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect on the recompense of the reward. Pleasure or riches? I've been looking in the scriptures, and I've seen several people who have made the statement that they have sinned against the Lord. Now, some of these made a statement and they received mercy from the Lord. Others made the statement and just seemed to have said it, and their lives went on and things were worse for them at the end. Pharaoh was one who made the statement that he had sinned in verse 27 of chapter 9 of Exodus. I have sinned this time, he said, for the Lord is righteous. In verse 16 of chapter 10, he again said to Moses, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. But that didn't avail any mercy to him, didn't give to him any help. Balaam, in Numbers 22:34, said, I have sinned, for I knew not that thou stoodest in the way against me. So Balaam does receive a bit of mercy from the Lord at this point. He is not destroyed at that point. In Joshua chapter 7, Achan makes the statement that, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord of Israel." I think he received mercy from the Lord, though he had to be executed because his crime was a capital one. Saul makes the statement, "I have sinned." He says it not only once, but a few other times. "I have sinned, yet honor me now." He was saying, "Let me say the right words and we can pass by this and get on with the next part of my plan." 1 Samuel 26, verse 21. Saul said, "I have sinned." He made the statement, but there was no action that showed that he had a broken heart. In 2 Samuel 12, 13, when David is confronted by Nathan, Nathan points out to David his sin, and David said, "I have sinned against the Lord." And Nathan said unto David, "The Lord also hath put away thy sin. Thou shalt not die." And David makes the statement several other times in the scripture. Job is one who makes the statement as well in Job 7, 20. "I have sinned," says Job. And then we move to the New Testament. Judas Iscariot, makes the statement, "I have betrayed innocent blood." He got no help from his statement. And the prodigal son, "I have sinned against heaven," and he does get help. So there is a choice of the blessings that comes when one repents of sin. There's more involved than just making the words come from the lips and flow from the mouth. There has to be a heart attitude, a change there. Sin produces pleasure. Sin promises pleasure. But sin cannot prolong pleasure. And the scriptures tell us that Moses esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the pleasures of sin for a season. Now, something about sin is that we cannot predict the depths to which it will take us. We cannot predict its path. I remember seeing a cat some years ago chase a chipmunk into a gutter. And the chipmunk tried to climb up these metal gutters on the inside, but it could not. Metal, his claws scratching against the inside, the cat chasing the chipmunk. You know what the cat did? I think the cat was very smart. He just laid down at the foot of that gutter, hearing the chipmunk scratch inside, trying to climb and never being able to climb. He said, "I can predict where this thing's going to come out." He waited there long enough, and the chipmunk came out and it was a cat's meal. Well, you can't predict how sin is going to come out. The cat received pleasure from that meal, I'm sure. But you cannot predict where sin will bring you out, nor the depths of pleasure or the length of pleasure that it will bring. Sin is a very deceitful thing. We look at what it's done to the entire human race. It came in as one, and it's shed many people's blood. It's destroyed many homes, many lives, many minds, many bodies. Pleasure or riches? Sin promises pleasure, but the riches of Christ are far better. Confess the sin, forsake the sin, and the Lord will receive you into his own. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.